Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Mark Hamrick from Bankrate joining us now. Mark, it's always good to chat with you, and this time we're talking about people wanting that that hybrid work schedule. And I, every time people think it's going to go away, you see more and more stats that it's pretty much the norm and might be here to stay, huh?
Well, certainly in the minds of workers, John, and it's always great to be with you and the tremendous audience at WGN and your colleagues there. You know, we think about sort of level setting on this a little bit now that we're almost 4 years past the pandemic. And, you know, that really did turn everything upside down, particularly our work, the fact that many people could not go to an office. They were not able to go to certain places because they were shut down for a time. And many people opted just not to go to those workplaces as well. And, you know, in the meantime, we came up with remarkable solutions like video conferencing software and instant messaging. And it was demonstrated that, for the most part, we could have some level of productivity and efficiency. And in the meantime, workers sort of reclaimed their time, so to speak, in the lack of commuting time, lack of expense with respect to just utilizing transportation options, whether it's an automobile or using mass transit. And so here we are all these many years later, and our Bankrate survey even astounded me to the extent that, you know, we go into these things having certain expectations. Mm-hmm. But about 9 out of 10 full-time workers defined as those either working or looking for work told us they really would prefer a 4-day work week, remote work, or hybrid work. So, you know, that leaves you about 10% of the people who would be satisfied with what we knew in the past. And that's not many people.
I don't know if I'm more surprised that 9 out of 10 want the 4-day or the hybrid, or whether 10% of people still want the 5-day, what they were used to before. And I guess the question is like, companies still seem to be reacting to that. I mean, the labor market's still tight. You don't want to lose workers and have to rehire them. And for now, it seems like even if companies want you back 5 days a week, they're not willing to go there.
Well, it just depends on the nature of the business,
right,
and the goals of the management and the strategic overarching aims. And, you know, you can see maybe some of the extremes where you kind of have kind of an old school leader, of, let's say, a financial institution. And, and there's kind of a mindset there like, well, we've done it like that forever and we're going to continue to do it like that. But I think it's a little more complex than that, because we do give some things up. We give up the socialization. We give up sort of the culture that we come to know in these workplaces. And particularly for, let's just say, junior colleagues, not necessarily young, but just those who have been brought aboard recently, it's more difficult to learn in a virtual environment. You learn things by seeing the way people do things, not just by having them tell you or working you through some sort of online training. And let's also remember, and, you know, talking about the heat there in the Chicago area and all those people that are exposed to that, particularly in their work, there are so many jobs out there where remote or hybrid is just not an option. And we were thinking about that during the pandemic, when it's healthcare, when it's truck drivers, when it's airline pilots, where it's people in leisure and hospitality, it's school teachers, you know, and as well as people who may come to our house to do work or, you know, provide services like plumbing and electrical. And so, you can see in some of these union negotiations, whether it's airline pilots or the United Auto Workers or the truckers, the people who don't have a hybrid option, maybe they have a 4-day work week option, maybe they have a 3-day work week option if they're a pilot. But they also want to be paid. And so
Yeah. It's
sort of like, you can pay me with the non-financial compensation, like opportunity to work remote or hybrid. And if you can't, well, show me the money.
Well, right. And that brings me to my next question. Okay, this is what we want. What are we willing to sacrifice to get that shorter work week or that hybrid schedule? Would we take a pay cut? Would we say we're out of here? What do the numbers show there?
Yeah, and the 4-day work week among those options was sort of the one that was prioritized, where 81% of the workforce supported the 4-day work week versus 5. And, you know, I think about this myself, and I think, you know, I don't know if I want a 4-day work week. I don't know if I want to be locked into longer days than the long days I'm already working. But in terms of your direct question, well, this one seems only logical, and maybe it's even low. 54% said they're willing to work longer hours. Well, hey, you know, if you've got 40 hour work week and you're only going to work 4 days, guess what you're going to probably have to do. The other part of that is we had 37% said they're willing to change jobs or industries to get that 4 day work week. And then we had about 1 in 4 said they're willing to come into the office more and they're willing to work odd hours. So I do think that people are willing to make a sacrifice of some kind, or maybe not just a sacrifice, but an additional investment into the work. And I think that's the way it should be. But, you know, to the degree that we're talking about 9 out of 10 individuals here in the workforce, you know, we've heard from LinkedIn in the past that the interest, for example, in remote work and hybrid is much higher than the actual supply of positions there. And so it may be that we're sort of fighting over scraps of bread and cheese here and not, you know, going to actually be satiated with respect to our desires for these flexibilities.
Well, that's a great point, and that's now, too. I wonder if for workers that enjoy these hybrids and these flex schedules, if one little recession comes around and unemployment goes up to 6 or 7%, which no one's rooting for, but right. If something like that were to happen, boy, the tables will maybe turn quickly.
I think that's possible. I mean, I think, you know, we think about economic cycles as we talked about in the past, and we're always going to go through those. Hopefully it's not as severe as the last two recessions. But obviously, if it's a question of, let's just use the food analogy again, if it's a question of putting food on the table or paying the rent or mortgage, well, you know, at that point, you might be willing to do more and probably are. So this probably is to some degree a function of an unemployment rate that's 3.5% nationally, and we still have an outsized number of job openings relative to the unemployed. But I also think that, you know, John, we're going to see continued evolution of work and the workforce, whether it's the tools we use, whether we'll all be wearing sort of Apple or Oculus headsets doing something down the line, or, you know, working with artificial intelligence, which really does seem to be one of the most remarkable changes in technology that we've experienced, you know, having experienced a lot of remarkable changes. And so people are going to need to remain flexible. They're going to have to maintain their skills. And maybe in so doing, they'll get that opportunity to have some of this so-called work-life balance that they're seeking.
Just got about 30 seconds left. All right, based on gender, age, is it younger workers that want this more?
Younger, yes, but not that much more than their senior counterparts. And we did see women more often as well. So it really is kind of a universal take, John.
All right, Mark. Well, when you get 90%, it's usually going to be fairly uniform. It's hard to see big gaps in the differences when 9 out of 10 right. is the number you're starting with. Mark, it's always a thrill to talk to you. I love when I chat with you on this show. I love listening to you on the Wintrust Business Lunch with John Williams. As always, we appreciate it. So do our listeners. Take care.
My honor and pleasure. Thank you, John. You take good care.